Let's get down to business. Give you one more night to get this. We've had a million, million nights just like this. So let's get down to business. Mama, please don't worry about me.
Unmute. We are unmuted.
You're unmuted. You know what, Bill? I needed like a whole fade on that. Like, I felt the vibe of that music. Bring it back.
We can bring it back whenever you guys want. Hey, hold on a second. Let's see.
Here
we go.
Right, Pat?
Love it. Love it.
I mean, this is it. This is what we're doing. Every Thursday, we're going to open up like this. Hey, Bill. Hey, Tatiana. How are you guys?
Janine, Bill, good morning.
What's
happening?
It's working. I can't believe it, right? It's been the making for like a couple of weeks, but I'm happy to be here. How are you all?
I mean, we've landed. We actually made this happen. And I am so super excited about this because this is what we're going to do every Thursday. We're going to come into this podcast and we are going to do a real estate spotlight where we honor all the people that are in a spotlight in today's real estate entrepreneur field that are making a difference. And you can find these men and women that are not only leading in the world of Keller Williams Premier Properties, but also in their communities and families. So today, what's really going to be fun about this is what I've learned is there's always a story behind the spotlight. And today our spotlight's going to focus on Miss Tatiana Hernandez. She is an up and coming entrepreneur herself. She's a social media guru, if there is ever a word to give her. Well, and what did you say, Bill?
She is definitely a guru.
She certainly is.
Does out there. So
I mean, it's really, it's fascinating to get to know our friend Tatiana. And here's the thing about the behind the story spotlight. What we're going to learn today is a near death accident back in when she was 27 really was a life changing moment. So I'd like to know that story, Tatiana, but before we get going into it, tell us a little bit about who is Tatiana Hernandez.
Yes, Janine. Well, it's a beautiful, beautiful sunny morning, as you can see here, finally, right?
Oh my gosh. I mean, honestly, we're going to go to 60 today in Chicago. And I bet you by this time next week, we're back down to 20 because it's February.
Yeah, by the way, I like your backdrop. I mean, that looks good. So you know
how. You do look good.
Yeah,
you know where I brought this tree from.
What's that?
You should see where I bought this tree from.
Where'd you buy it from?
Brought it from. No, it's a fake one. I'm just kidding.
Oh, is it? It looks real.
I know. Well, we can just play with it being real. I'm remodeling this room. So this is the first thing arrived.
We need to get a link out there on where to get it.
Totally. But you know, who is Tatiana, Janine? Who is Tatiana? Tatiana is a 33-year-old woman. Can you believe it? And I'm like approaching my 40s. I am a mother of two beautiful little girls. I have a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old. I have a dog. Pray for me, Lord. He is 7 months now, I think. And I have a gorgeous, very hot husband, a Mexican husband, you know, itself.
So Maurice, you got to get him in there too. You know, I will say, Tatiana, anyone that follows you on social media, knowing that you've got two young little girls that are absolutely adorable, you do have a husband that works an incredible job as well. You've got a naughty puppy at times. You've got that puppy in your house. But the thing about you is you have white couches.
All over my house.
Unreal.
Yeah, I saw her the other day at the DuPage Real Producers, and she was wearing white, and it was wet out. I'm like, and I asked you, didn't I?
I know.
How do you keep things white? She's like, I'm a mom. I have to. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
What mom does that?
Always. You become a pro on like white things. I did a whole Instagram story about covering them with a special product, and they're actually really good. Like nobody ever does anything to the couches, not even the puppy. So we're good here. We made it with white furniture.
So with your white furniture, let me ask you this question. Where are you from? Where did you come from, Tatiana?
Well, I just came from my kitchen and I sat down to the I am originally born and raised in Colombia.
Colombia, girl.
For beautiful Cali, Colombia. I came here when I was 18 years old, 18 primaveras. And ever since, I lived all over the U.S., actually. I lived in Florida. I lived in California. I lived a little bit in Texas. And always, always, Chicago is like just perfect. Always came back.
It's home for you. Yeah. Okay. So now that we have an idea who you are, let's talk about why we started this conversation. You had a life-turning moment at 27. And I'd love to just talk about what happened. So tell me what was going on at 27 for you.
Well, at 27, Janine, I was young, beautiful, no wrinkles, no gray hairs. But besides that, I had a very, very, I would say like very big accident. It was a car accident, it was ran over by a truck, an SUV. And I kind of died a little bit. Then came back.
Died a little bit. How does that work?
Yeah, we're gonna slow that one down for a second.
Yeah, that's a pause button right there. So you that died is. A little bit.
Because
yeah,
Bill, so he said that she was ran over.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So Starved Rock is a national park, like 3 hours away from where we're at, here, like in the Chicago suburbs. And it was a February. Actually, we're gonna hit my anniversary February 20th in a few. So it was a February 20th, which was. What's the holiday, President's Day? It was a holiday. Right. And it went up to 70 degrees. I don't know if you guys remember. So that was a February. So we all decide to go to Starved Rock because we've never been. And my daughter, Pia, was 9 months old at the time. Camila didn't exist. So it's me, my husband, my mom, and my aunt. We drive over. It's a 3-hour drive. I get off the car. I'm tired in the parking lot. The thing was packed because of the weather.
Sure.
And then a person runs me over and keeps driving with me under the car. They never realized I was like under the car. And the car went over like the upper body and the lower body. And it broke like 10 bones. It gave me a stroke, collapsed both of my lungs, collapsed my bladder, collapsed where you have your babies. I don't know what that's called. At spinal dislocation. Basically, I was like crushed to the bones. And my husband took me out of the car, but he just like froze, and my mom was there. So can you imagine as a mom dying, like your kids dying on your arms? Like for my mom, that was like, imagine that. So my mom held me, and because one of my broken bones punctured my lungs, I was like drowning in my own blood. So you're losing breath, you can't breathe anymore. So you're dying, right? With collapsed lungs. So as I was like vomiting blood and dying, I was saying bye to her. I was saying like, take care of Pete, all of that. And my dog, my previous dog had just like died 3 months before that. So I see him walking, and that's when she tells me like, I went cold and blue and purple. And I died for like, I would say like 3 seconds, and it was beautiful. It was just death is the most beautiful thing you will ever experience. It's just peace. That's the definition of it. It's beautiful. Until my daughter Pia started crying. And then she kind of brought me back. And that's when I started feeling all the pain. And that is when the paramedics, like, have you seen the movie? Like, choo-choo, they put a needle.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That was it. So then they took me to the ambulance. They had to airlift me in a helicopter because I would have made it in an ambulance because I was that crushed and bad. So they put me in a helicopter and brought me to, like, a trauma center in Peoria. And that's where I spent 3 months. So in Peoria very well.
Yeah. So 3 months you were in Peoria. And then when did you finally get back home?
So I was in the ICU for almost a month because I was, like, plugged into everything. They had to do surgeries to save my foot. They were going to chop off the foot. Can you imagine? And because it was very crushed and they were able to save it. Then my mom offered her apartment because we lived in Berwyn and Berwyn has older houses with a lot of stairs. So we couldn't take it to my house. So she lived in a condo with an elevator. So she completely emptied it out, converted it into, like, a mini hospital, and they sent me back home. I was immobile. So it's shocking. And I know you probably hear this a lot, but to lose something you didn't know you have, mm-hmm. and something so simple as mobility, right? Your arms and your legs.
Like, sure.
And the fact to not be independent anymore is just, like, it really sits you down and changes your perspective a whole way. And because I was immobile, like, I had broken both legs, I was immobile. I couldn't go to the bathroom. I couldn't shower. I couldn't do anything independently. So I relied on my husband and my mom a lot. And with a 9-month-old baby, so imagine that. But yeah. We made it through. It changed us a lot. It changed my marriage a lot. It changed my relationship with my mom a lot. And it changed me a lot, I would say.
Wow. Well, I'm sure. And at 27, to have that kind of life-changing pivotal moment, I mean, knowing you as a great friend, I get it now. I get your spirit. You are just somebody who is vibrant, alive, ready to go after the world. And without knowing your story, I just thought you were wild and crazy in a really great way. But knowing your story behind you, that has just got to bring back this joie de vivre of let's just go for life. And so I'm assuming about a year recovery then, am I right?
Yes, almost a year. So I was in a wheelchair for, I think, 6 months, a little bit under 6 months in a wheelchair. I went through, like, not only physical things, but a lot of mental things too. You know, as a woman, you like to look pretty. I have scars all over my body. Like, my legs are full of scars, my back. And I was very self-conscious. I went through, like, a stage of depression too. I hated the world. I hated everybody. Until you guys will not believe how powerful the mind is. The brain is the most powerful tool in the world. And I got tired. I was seeing the summer. It was outside pretty. I was laying in a hospital bed in my mom's apartment. I'm like, I'm done being depressed. I'm done being this. I am going to change it. And I went to physical therapy. Recovered in, like, 3 months, did a walker, and wow. I was back on. And so it took me a year, and the doctors could not believe it because they said that if I had any other type of lifestyle, I would not have recovered the way I did. And they told me I would never be able to wear heels. And I kind of do it every day as a doctors. So I'm always wearing heels again.
Nice.
That is a true statement. I mean, we see you all the time. And I will tell you, who knew? And these are the stories. This is what I love, because when you are defeated or feel defeated in life, and there is this silver lining that comes out of it, you're the shining example of overcoming such a big tragedy at a young age. And yet a young mother and going on to have another baby, which was amazing. So let me fast forward this conversation. If we fast forward this conversation, why real estate? That was how you and I came to be together. We worked together here at Keller Williams. Why real estate? What brought you into this field?
COVID.
COVID.
I am what you call a COVID realtor. I am in that pool of COVID agents who got licensed. So you guys know I've been an industry girl my whole life, and industry means like the restaurant industry. Ever since I came to this country, like the day after literally landing, I was working at a restaurant. It's called El Barco. It's on the city, and it's an insane restaurant, very high paced. And I loved it. I love people. I absolutely love meeting people, talking to people. I'm a people person. If you didn't know that, Chucky means. Gotcha. And I was in the restaurant business and I loved every part of it. And, you know, COVID hit and restaurants shut down. So we were completely done. There was nothing open. Home 24/7. And my husband, Mauricio, and I had always been in and out of real estate deals with my mom, like kind of buying properties, flipping them, buying investment properties. So we had a leg on that field.
Sure.
And I loved my agent at the time. She was amazing. And Mauricio, my husband, was the one who pushed me and said, hey, well, we are here 24/7. I really want you to get a career besides the restaurant industry, because what if something were to happen to me? And I died or something, I want you to be able to provide for the girls. So he's the one who grabbed my hair and they pushed me to the office. It's like, go study, go get licensed. And I did. And shockingly, I passed my exam on the first try.
Oh, you're smart.
And that was it. It was history. So yeah. You came into real estate because you were somewhat active in the field. You love people. You understand a fast-paced industry. You know what I find interesting about this industry? I heard Gary Keller say this one time, and it made me think about it, because me too, being in the industry 22 years, this is fascinating to me. Do you realize that we work without getting paid, but we service this client, which we absolutely adore. We're fighting at the table to make sure that they get exactly what they're looking for. We're hoping for all their dreams to find the right house and on the residential side. And here we are, you're doing it complimentary. You're showing the best of yourself and working your hardest, most of us in this industry, to make sure that our fellow clients are getting in the right house at the right price at the right time, all of those things. And then there's a paycheck at the end.
Yep.
And so I've always found that fascinating. I don't know another industry that does that. And so you, last year, I know your stats, 27 families you served, a little over $9.5 million in production and volume. I know that you've touched a lot of lives out there in helping them secure their real estate. So, what do you love most about it? Because this is a crazy industry. What do you love about it?
I love that. I love the people and the fact that I get to meet a lot of people with a lot of stories, and just that fact that I can help deliver this American dream to them, or just the dream of home ownership to them, and help them on our journey, and they give me the privilege, they allow me to help them with that. I think it's just the best thing. And ironically enough, like every single client that I help purchase or sell, we become BFFs. And I tell them from the beginning, okay, this is me, you're gonna have fun, this is just the way I work. I would never ever sell you a property that I would not buy myself. That's it. And I can tell them we're probably going to spend either 1 month shopping or 9 months shopping. So it's a cool, let me know. And I love them and they love me back. And it's a very, very happy journey for all of us. And I love that. I really, really do.
I tell you that it's such a joy to work with people that love what they do. And you do it really well. And I think you do it really well in the fact that you genuinely care about people that are not your family and you treat them your family. You bring them right into your life and you pull them through the doors of making all of these different decisions. So out of curiosity, where do you service? What areas do you like to service?
So I am located in Darien, which is DuPage County. That's where I live. Our office brick and mortar is Glen Ellyn. But to be honest, I service all over DuPage, a lot of Cook County, because that's where my industry folks are. Most of them are in the city. So Cook County, it's our how do you call it in English? Like a bread and mortar, or like a juice, like our candy, like our little sweet spot. That's the juice.
There you go.
There we go. We knew we were going to get there. Did you see that? What do we call it? It's like a juice. It's like oh, it's a sweet spot. There we go.
We got there. So Cook County definitely a sweet spot. A lot of the page, a lot of Midway, a lot of city, western suburbs. We've been kind of doing that transition for my friends who have lived in Cook. They wanted to be close to the city because of work, but now they have kids and we're in school districts. So it's a little bit of everything. And I really, really do help the Latino Hispanic community a lot. I am Latina. I was an immigrant at 18. And like knocking on wood, we've done really, really well. And that's all because of real estate. That's literally the reason why we are where we are. And I want to share that. I want to share that with everybody else. I want to share, like, listen, if you do this, X, Y, and Z, you can be this, right? And one of the fastest way to grow economically in this country is through real estate. Oh. I had a client who we just closed on October, I think. He is an awesome. They're awesome. They're a lovely, lovely family. Pregnant with their second kid. They bought their house in 2020, right on the verge of COVID. They didn't put anything. They didn't put a penny into this house. It was beautiful how it was. We sold it last October. They profited $150,000.
Wow.
That is 3 years of ownership, not doing anything to it. Isn't that the beauty of real estate? That's what I transfer.
Is everybody else out there listening to that? 3 years and 150,000 equity. That's amazing. Yeah.
Well, you know, Bill, out of curiosity, I mean, there's products out there, aren't there, in the loan business, in the lending business that's possible, right?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. There's tons of products right now that are allowing people to get in, and there's free money that's being given to buyers to get in. And what I always tell people is it's a two-step process. Get in, win the offer, because that's where we're at right now. Let the dust settle. Let the appreciation happen. And then we can work at saving money down the road. And that's happening. And I think in the next 5 years, they're expecting more appreciation, even up to about 25% in the next 5 years. Yeah. So if you're not an owner, this is the time to reach out to people like Tatiana and Janine and Keller Williams and make sure that you're getting that education and consultation up front to understand your options.
It's so true. I mean, if you look over the trend of a 30-year cycle, you're going to see a 4% appreciation in real estate. Right. And thanks to Gary Keller and obviously him really educating a lot of us on what that looks like and how that happens, you're a shining example of that right now, Tatiana, serving your client in a space where they really did do a good job financially on their assets. So that's awesome.
I got a quick question. Did you get a lot of people from the service industry? Like, you know, since you had a lot of relationships, I'm sure you had repeat customers that came through. Did they come in and use you as a real estate agent?
Oh yeah. I think I would say like 80% of my business is my restaurant folks. And Bill, you know it, you see those numbers.
Yeah.
I mean, they are making bank and they are awesome people. We have to tie them to downtown. So I always keep them on that circle area. And I love it. We have fun after showing we drink. So it's just like, it's fun. It's a win-win.
You have a party constantly around you. That's you wear white, you don't get dirty, and then you have a party. I love it.
It does kind of sum up Tatiana.
Never gets dirty, always classy.
So let me ask this, Tats, give me a pro tip. Can you give me a pro tip, whether it's for a seller that's going into the market, whether it's a buyer that's out there, whether I'm a real estate agent or I'm an entrepreneur and I'm looking for a social media influencer to give me a pro tip. Can you give me something? Teach me something today.
Janine, I'm going to give you everything. I'm going to give you one for each question. How about that?
Perfect. Let's
go. You are a buyer. I think, and this is my personal opinion, right? There's a lot of noise out there, especially in social media. There's TikToks and Instagrams and videos of like, don't buy, the market's gonna crash. Do buy because there's just fear of missing out. And you're just hearing a lot. And I've always said, home buying is not for everybody. Not everybody should be buying a house. And that's a fact. And not a lot of people say, everybody's gonna tell you should buy because this. Being a homeowner is expensive. I'm going to tell you that. So I think you have to look into the financial situation that you are in. Don't look at if Pepito or Sutanito or Matt bought a house. Look at your own financial situation. Does it make sense for you? It's starting with the fact that, are you paying rent? That's your number one reason, right? I had a story, and I get tired of repeating it because I love these people. They reached out. Their rent was going to increase. They say, hey, maybe like, can we buy? There's a lot of grants out there, like Bill said, for first-time home buyers. We put them in an awesome house in the location they wanted, and their mortgage is just almost the same as the rent. Yeah. That is one of the reasons like you should get into that. So I think that I do want to say it's always a good time to get into the market. You just have to really be educated on when you're getting into the market and what type of market you're getting yourself into, and just have the right person next to you holding your hand, and you're going to do good. Real estate is always, always going to be a very good, smart way to get in. So I think that for my buyers. I think for my sellers, it's a fact of definitely getting the right people, getting the right agent and the right team could be a make it or break it moment. Story time. Don't I love stories? Like, if you give me some tequila, I'm going to sit here for hours and tell you many stories. This transaction, we had a transaction a couple months ago where we were at a closing table on one room. My clients were making, just out of closing, they were netting $50,000 because they had appraised $50,000 over what they were buying it. On the other room, the seller was signing and he was bringing a check of $20,000 to the table. He was under. And they didn't know that my clients were doing this money because it's appraised value. It's private information. But that's, I looked at it, you hired the wrong team. You had the wrong agent. You had the wrong attorney, because here you are bringing money to the closing. And here we are where my clients, my buyers, are making money at the closing. And that's what I mean by hiring the right people, getting the right team to you where they help you navigate through that. So I think that for my sellers. For my real estate agents, I think be smart or where you join and where you go. I was very, very lucky to be with Keller Williams, especially our market center in Glen Ellyn, because we're a little family and the support is always there. And I love the fact that you can knock on a top producer's door that they're selling millions of dollars and they will still take the time to talk to you and answer your questions. And you don't see that everywhere. And that for me is just amazing. And I also think that going back to the social media thing, it's always a lot of noise and we always put a lot of pressure in ourselves just keeping up with everybody. And I think you just focus on yourself and be, have perseverance and be very, very disciplined and you'll get there.
It's so true. I will tell you, Bill, you can attest to this, and Tatiana, you know for sure, for me, I don't get social media. Like I am so behind in it, but yet I will tell you, I have watched you on social media empty out your purse. I don't know why, but I found it captivating. The other thing I've done is all of a sudden I see you on video and I'm seeing a whole tour of your house. And I mean, the thing that's so fun about sometimes is, how authentic, when somebody's truly authentic and just let us into your lives and enjoy it for whatever it is. You do a great job at that. And we do laugh a lot together as a group here, for sure, with you. Last but not least, thanks for sharing some of your pro tips. Are you ready? We're going to go into what we call the speed round.
Yes.
I just want to know a little bit more about my friend Tatiana before we go off into the field today. So I'm going to say two words and you tell me which one you're going to pick. You ready?
I am ready, baby.
Just off the top of your head. Apple? Nope, I said it wrong already. Sorry.
Anything that it is going to be Apple, Janine. That's it.
Apple. Just play the game. iPhone or Android?
iPhone, God.
Chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate.
Tesla or Honda?
Tesla.
High heels or Birkenstocks?
I don't know what a Birkenstock is.
Oh, she's high heels.
Always high heels, no matter what.
I'm going to say Taylor Swift or Madonna.
Madonna.
Oh, very good. Look at you.
Oh, okay. Well, I can see it. She's got the Madonna kind of look going with the.
Totally. Always. Okay. I'm going to say Chiefs or 49ers. Where are we headed? The football game. Super Bowl.
El Real Madrid. I know whoever Taylor Swift's boyfriend is on there.
Oh, that's Chiefs.
Okay. See, there you go.
Yeah.
All right.
I got a quick question.
Yes.
Football game or halftime show? What do you like? I said football, the actual football game of Super Bowl or the halftime show? What do you watch more?
Halftime show. That's the only reason we tune in.
No, I am football. I mean, like, I'm excited about Usher. Don't get me wrong. Like, I think he's going to look good and it's going to be a great show. But, man, I don't know. Is it going to be 49ers or Chiefs? I feel like Travis is having a good year. And Mahomes is doing okay.
Yeah.
I mean, he's really got it under his sleeve there. So we'll see.
Sports.
That's it. All right, you guys, the best partners in the world. Tatiana, it's been a pleasure, as always, to just spend a little time with you in the spotlight. And my cohort, my partner, my co-host, all of it, Bill, thanks so much. We'll see you guys back here next Thursday, and we're going to bring in Miss Madison. Stay tuned to next Thursday at 11 o'clock. Bye, guys.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Million nights just like this. So let's get down to business. Let's get down to business. Give you one more night, got this. We've had a million, million nights just like this.